Have you noticed that thanks to the snow, your post is taking a little longer than usual? Well, Tommy Graham lives in the Beaver Estate in Belfast. He's just been diagnosed with cancer and says he almost missed an important hospital appointment. But Tommy says the postal service in his area was patchy long before the first snowfall. I spoke to him at the end of last week.
I got a letter to go up on the 14th. I was to get an RX ray. So it was. And I was laying in the trolley. I said, "Doc, what are you doing here?" Because you weren't expecting him. He's away in the other part of the hospital. And he says, "You're an awful hard man to get hold of." Well, he says, "I've good news and I've bad news." I says, "Well, let's kick off with the bad news and we'll finish up with the good news." He says, "It came back word that there were cancer. And the good news is we've cut them all out." He says, "Now, you'll get an old letter because I want you to get an MRI done and you'll get an old letter about that." So fair enough, and I left and I came home and there was a bit of mail lying in the hallway. I picked up the letter and it was from the hospital and it was dated the 2nd of March. Telling me that I had cancer.
So that was the 2nd of March that it was dated, but this is the 14th of March you're getting it.
This is the 14th of March when I got it.
So that's the 14th of March. You've come back from the hospital and you're obviously in a bit of a spin, having found out that you've got cancer.
I near fell out of a trolley when he told me, because I thought it was indestructible. You know, thought it wouldn't have been anything. And then there was a queer gunk, I'm telling you. He said he wanted to send me up for an MRI scan. And the hospital rang, asking could I come up today instead of such and such. And the wife says, "But he hasn't got any letter to that effect." She said to the wife, "Well, we sent the letter out on the 22nd. You should have had it." But we didn't. We didn't get it.
You're trying to come to terms with the fact that you have cancer. The doctor said he thinks they've got it in time.
Yeah, they've got it in time, yeah.
But you're dependent on a postal service where these important medical letters are coming in late.
You see, if you get letters from hospital saying you have to go on such and such a date and you ignore them letters, "Oh, he's not interested in saving himself," or "he's not interested in getting this done," or "that," or "she is not interested in getting it done." And this is my whole point. With these letters coming late, if that wee lady hadn't rang about that MRI scan, we wouldn't have known again that I had to go. It's just terrible.
Are you worried that you could miss a very important letter from the hospital?
I am very worried. You know, it's hard enough to come to terms with things like this here, yourself, without having the outside worry, is the mail going to deliver in time or what? You don't know, you know. And I think people that have cancer and illnesses, you know, they should get the best of treatment. There must be some way of doing things better, because certainly the Royal Mail can't deliver on time.
And when you think of the price of a stamp these days, a first class stamp, I think, is 60 pence.
That's correct. It is 60 pence. I done the milk. Nothing stopped us. Nothing. We put milk crates and sleighs and pushed it all round the whole estates where we were doing. Nothing stopped us.
Even if you take the snow into account, your first letter, there was no snow when your first letter was late.
No. I don't know what they're doing.
Well, that's Tommy Graham there. A Royal Mail spokesperson said that bad weather has made deliveries to many areas of Belfast extremely difficult recently, and we apologise to any customer who has not received mail over the past week due to the snow. However, we are concerned to hear that this individual feels that, weather aside, he's not receiving the high standard of service we normally provide. We would very much like to look into this and we'll be getting in touch with the customer to investigate the matter further.